guy playing the guitar? I've never heard of him. And someone was like, dude, after Metallica's Black Album, I don't listen to anything on
right now. Time. Okay, this show sometimes has bad language. Probably not that much bad language tonight. This is Gunwash, and here we go.
That's right. He said it right. The name is Gunwash. We are here every Thursday night at 9 p.m., and we are back, and we're recording live.
I knew we were back.
We are. And a lot of people in the house, full house for the first time in a while. We have Kitschy finally back again.
Hey, guys.
And a very, very special guest, Robin Griggs Lawrence from the Cannabis Kitchen Cookbook. And she will be live tonight on Gunwash. And that's a lot. There's a lot more coming as well. So stay tuned.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
You know,
thinking.
We had to say something.
What's
very
that?
Special guest in the house. Lee Trice.
Yeah, I didn't mention it in the intro, but, you know, that's him. He's here.
Sorry, guys. Next show.
I saw,
I really
you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, I saw Lee was. Lee and Kitschy, of course, they had an immediate bonding moment. I don't know if you noticed
over
that.
Over the dead.
Over the Grateful Dead, yeah. And Kitschy said that after Metallica's Black
really
Album,
like
she
that band.
Even.
I don't know.
Art and the Grateful Dead. Mostly shipping art.
That's correct.
That's how we met.
For those of you who don't know, Kitschy, a very long time guest of the show and friend of the show, is a prolific downtown
New
York person.
She's in the Gunwash Hall of Fame.
She's
That's
in the Gunwash
the
Hall of Fame, yeah. And, you know, she's a downtown staple and, of course, worked in many art and shipping stores and owned one.
Yes.
That's right.
Called Bushwick Art and Shipping.
Can I give the quick rundown?
Yes, of course you can.
So we have an author coming on the show by phone. Robin Griggs Lawrence. She wrote a book called The Cannabis Kitchen Cookbook, which is exactly what it sounds like it is. So we, Odetta and I, thought, well, let's get Kitschy in here too, because I mean that's what we know about Cannabis Kitchen Cookbooks. You
basically,
know?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the treats that we have from
Kitschy wrote the book on
basically.
Cannabis Gunwash cooking.
Well,
so
our book,
let's,
yeah,
let's see if we can learn a few things tonight.
So yeah, there is it is. We have kind of an insane author.
I wrote a cookbook once on napkins.
Yes. So we'll learn a lot about Cannabis Kitchen Cookbook, and we're going to talk to Kitschy about what's going on with her, and we've got some Thanksgiving conversations. It is the Thanksgiving issue, I guess, if you know, in a sense. I mean, it's going to be Thanksgiving next week.
We got to send this back to
Granola.
Production. This is me and Armando's get high off of Edibles Challenge.
Actually, yeah.
We're going to do it this
time. Splivington said outside that he was going to take on Kitschy.
I'm
going
to all the you know,
Kitschy, do you think
the thing is, Kitschy, Spliffington and I, we have this huge, huge theory that edibles doesn't really do anything
some,
for
some
our tolerance.
In my guts. Like, I can just eat it and nothing happens.
I have friends who
We're
can
about
eat
to
12
learn.
Brownies
yeah,
and it
are.
Does nothing.
Yeah, I feel like...
Some people will lick it and they're stoned for days.
Was, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, like, I thought it was because I was already stoned when
all
I
right,
ate
All right, we're going to get you stoned. Today, we're going to get you stoned. All right,
we got some pumpkin pies coming out soon.
Oh, I love pumpkin pie.
That's great.
I know you guys
all right, well, as you can see, we have
up.
A edibles-filled night here on Gunwash with lots more talk of that to come. Spliffington, we'll play some music, maybe. We'll take a short song break. We're on Gunwash here. 718-497-2128 is the number. Cooking with Weed tonight.
Cannabis Kitchen Cookbook.
You got it.
come during the show.
I they call me, I come on. You guys, I'm not in the neighborhood. So I'm
working
back in my own neighborhood where I grew up in the East Village.
Oh, word. Yeah. So, woo. Absolutely. Wow. Well, welcome back.
I'm on the Gunwash social media right now,
yeah,
and I'm taking this amazing photo right now.
Please,
you guys,
because,
can, the audience and the worldwide can check it out at Gunwash.
Yeah, and of course, you know, my phone is dead, but Mondo's got it, I think. And that's true. You're listening to Gunwash. We are live here from Roberta's on the Heritage Radio Network. Thank you, Kitschy, as she hands me a pie. I don't know if I can eat it right now, but I'm going to take it right now.
Eat.
Well, no, I don't want to. I'm not going to
eat it.
Well, I'm not going to eat now because, you know, it has weed in it. I don't want to get to that. But, you know, it seems it's funny because everyone around me is eating a lot of the weed products that Kitschy's brought. You know, like, a lot of times when she comes
I'm
to the
show. I'm daring
like
that.
Yes. All of you look very, very daring as you eat your
I got a hoodie over my headphones.
What do you? So you're eating cream pies?
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. Hey, pumpkin cream pie with weed up in that shit all day. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I think this is good for my leg.
Yeah. No,
absolutely.
I think it probably, yeah. No, the only reason I say for later for me is because, you know, I'm doing the show and I don't want to get. Which, and by the way, getting too crazy on eating weed-infused food is part of this book. There's a whole section
there's
on it.
There's a whole story on it. So Maureen Dowd, who I guess is a New York Times writer, she ate like... She went to Colorado, I guess, to cover it for the Times or whatever, you know, and she eats one, gets back to the hotel room, classic, like, I don't feel anything.
Right.
So she goes in, and then she, you can read in this book, like, she loses her shit.
Yep. Yeah. I just saw it because this book is very comprehensive and it has like little sections that are highlighted and stuff and there's like some cool stuff in there. But I mean, literally from beginning to end about the plant and like the stuff in the plant and like what you make from it and how you make it.
It's dope that now there's like now we're getting those pitches. These books are being put out, you know?
Right. Can you imagine?
Speaking of books, do I get an autographed copy?
Well, I mean, you can autograph that one.
You can
one.
Autograph it and take it, you know?
And take it, too.
Yeah. Sure. Then you can cook with weed at home. I know you've been cooking a lot.
Oh, my
leg,
goodness.
Your leg's a little messed up.
Yeah.
How are you doing, by the way?
I wonder what you're doing.
I've been actually doing a lot better. I take my miniature strolls.
Yeah, man. It sounds lovely. Lovely. And Kitschy.
Yes.
And what are you up to right now? You're back in the East Village.
I'm on
now.
It's bumming me out.
I am back in the East Village.
You're back in the East Village?
I am working back in the East Village, yes.
You know, Trice said that you guys actually met at your old store.
Yes.
What was it called? Bushwick Shipping and
Bushwick
Arts?
Garden Shipping.
Bushwick Garden Shipping, baby.
Missed that
Very
place,
cool.
but...
You loved it, right?
For all
I
your
did.
Whiteout pins and gold markers.
Yes.
Yeah. Fire.
But you're still doing, you're still in the shipping game and you're still
well,
in the
know,
weed cooking game.
I was
you know?
In the shipping industry for 20 years, so now I'm taking a little break.
Is it tough to be in there?
I had a good time in the 90s.
Yeah, but now what are you doing?
I'm doing actually bookkeeping jobs and events every weekend with my edibles.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, with books like this out, it's almost like now it's not mainstream, but now it's like, you know, when we were kids, like there were no books about cooking with
weed.
I feel it. I feel it already.
No.
Do you really?
Kitschy,
I do the same thing where like I'll be like, I don't feel it, but I'm smart enough to know not to eat more because when you eat more is when, well, you're going
to. Kitschy, do you actually sometimes explain to people that you're in an importing-exporting trade?
That I'm in the importing-exporting trade?
Yeah, instead of saying shipping to someone, if you want to say something
I've never said that. No.
Well, you should. Feel
I guess
free
like,
to use that,
that
joke.
That sounds very mysterious, though, importing and exporting.
And if you want to tell someone else, you'd be like, hey, I'm just working in exporting.
What's on your what's going on with your hand? You all right?
I just took a little tumble and got some glass in it.
Jesus Christ. You get like... But you said,
I have stitches, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, caller.
Oh, hey, caller. What's your name?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Brent. I'm calling from San Jose.
Hey, brother. How you doing? Brother.
Yeah, how's it going?
It's going fine. And you?
I'm all right, man. You know, I'm just a Christian. You know, I'm just trying to make it in this country, man.
Dude, I feel you, man.
I'm all right.
I'm not with the,
yeah.
Are you on
dude,
edibles?
Dude.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
you're
anyway.
A bit giggly. You know, there's some giggly. There's some giggly individuals in this on this side too. You know, because they're eating weed infused edibles.
Yeah, you know, man. Sometimes life gets the better of you. You know.
Tell me about it, my brother.
Yeah, he definitely ate too many.
You know, man. Sometimes you end up riding the rails. You know.
Yeah, man.
He sounds like he's about to kill himself.
Absolutely.
No, stop it.
No, Mondo, right. Don't say.
How do you know my
like
name,
that, man?
It's from San Jose. Of course, he knows your name.
Yeah, man. You know, You know, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, you know. I mean, listen,
you got
you
anything
know.
Else you want to say before I
Come
shoot
on,
you?
You know, and, you know, knowing is two-thirds of the battle or whatever they say.
Yeah, you're going to get guns quick. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Balls.
All right, that was good. I like the very elegant dismount on that.
Hey, has production you know. Tried any of this?
I feel like I used to play more guns on the show.
Well, we played more sounds, but we can
you know,
we can
better prank calls.
We
honestly.
Can transition into the.
That was not a prank. I don't think that was not a prank. That was pretty straightforward.
Yeah, we just have callers that are a little wacky.
He just called. He wanted to say hi. He had some giggles. You know.
He wanted to say yeah, you know, a couple
San
times.
San Jose.
I went to my P.O. box the other day and I got a letter from Ace.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. What's going on with him?
It wasn't even actually a letter. It was actually a postcard picture, and it was with too many stamps on it.
Okay. He's thorough. He's very he overestimates.
It was overstamped.
Yeah.
Were they good stamps?
No, but the funniest thing he said, I'll see you soon.
Yeah, all right.
That's all
good.
I said.
Maybe we'll hear from him very soon. Well, Trice, are you feeling it yet? No, come on. It takes a few minutes for it to set in.
Well, I've been up all night.
Yeah,
I feel something.
Yeah, you know what's funny? They
Hey, can I tell you guys something? One of my techniques
yeah.
to feel food that's kind of cannabis infused is to not eat anything for a few hours
right.
prior.
You want to go on an empty stomach. Actually, you know, they talk about this in the Cannabis Kitchen Cookbook as well.
I'm dying to read that book.
It's right here, man.
I've had today to eat was some salmon. And a bagel.
He ate something else.
That's
I know that.
All right, Jeremy, you eat any yet? I'm the only one. I'm the only one in here that didn't eat anything. So
I didn't eat anything either.
Well, yeah, but you know, Jack, you're taking your job very seriously.
Jack doesn't eat food after 8 p.m.
I was barred from the building today.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
That was tough for me too, and I haven't been here in a while.
So this counts as Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah, I'd say I think so. I mean, I know Jeremy wants to like challenge Kitschy to see if anything that I mean he only ate one thing though. He's not like really going.
Isn't working, right?
He just ate it.
He's frustrated about
it. It takes a little while.
He's not going to feel anything anyway.
Nah,
trust me.
Yeah.
I believe anything takes about 45 minutes because, like, let's say if I ate Jell-O and I want to take poop or something, it takes a little while. It
takes a little time.
To digest.
Takes a little time.
That's why I take that's why I like to take a little walk after I eat food.
Hey, what are you doing for Thanksgiving, by the way? I'm interested.
Well, I'm going to cook some food, and as every year, I usually go to a few people's homes.
Right,
but
jump around a little bit.
Yeah, so I think I might do that and make some dishes and bring some desserts to whoever's home I go to this year, but I don't know yet.
What about spiking the party with some Cannabis Kitchen Cookbook recipes?
I would do that.
I want to do that, maybe. But
I could tell you officially no one at my Thanksgiving
recipes,
would want
no
that
No one
ever.
Would know the difference.
I have some questions for the phone guests, though, because the prices of oils and stuff, like, it's so...
Very expensive.
It's so expensive.
You know, Jack was saying that right before the show. It's insane, because they use a lot of that oil in
Kitchy, what do you usually do when you make it?
I had a great supplier for 5 years, and he moved to Colorado.
What are you making oil and
infusing
your own oil?
Yes.
And how much you put in the oil?
I just throw a whole. And I use butter, coconut oil, or olive oil.
Right.
And I have 3 crock pots going at my house.
Do they cook slow? Is that what you do?
I cook slow for like 7 hours.
So how much weed are you using?
The dose I just took, 2 brownies. How much you think?
How much
I just throw a bunch of butter and weed
in. She's
not
as mathematical about it.
No,
she works in bunches. I got
I've been doing this for 20 years, so I'm just they'll get high.
Yeah, this way.
But is it really like if you think if you put more in there, then it gets you more high? Because I always felt
I would imagine
I guess so.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
What's up with those lollipops?
But
like,
then
how can that have?
Well,
like,
but again,
butter?
Exactly. That's a good. I mean,
I don't know what they're making with the lollipops.
No, they probably use like.
Well,
they
that's
probably
a question to you
syrup,
and to the phone guests that we're gonna have in a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't make candy, so I don't.
They
know.
They make simple syrup with that. I mean, look through that.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah, absolutely, you can make good point. Simple syrup. There you go. That's how they do it.
Boom. Wow, blew my mind.
That's how you make an iced coffee with weed in it. There you go.
Mm-mm. I make pot chocolate.
Yeah. We got
pot
a lot of cooks.
That sounds amazing.
I have to say though, I don't know really if it gets. I recently had a candy that made me feel pretty high, but I don't know about cookies and brownies. I wonder if I maybe just get tired. But maybe that's just me.
I think it's all about what kind of weed it was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. I don't eat Kitschy's that often, I'll tell you, because I'm always on the radio and I'm like, I can't eat. Because I know I ate it. I know. Remember that time a long time ago on Gunwash where you guys where you guys put like weed oil in my beer, and then I drank like four beers.
Oh yeah, I remember that episode. That was a classic,
right? So, but I didn't. That felt bad. That I felt
oh, that was Jack's homemade bitters.
Right.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Woo, throwback.
See, I remember
years ago.
What was the ad for that? Can we find out the ad for that?
Yeah, I gotta find
that
shit.
Crying.
The homemade bitters made in a bathtub. Woo-ha!
Yeah.
Do that again, Mondo.
Yeah.
He's like, woo-ha!
I was thinking about Busta Rhymes' video.
Armando, what are you making at home?
Well, you know, yesterday I've been making a lot of like breakfast at night.
You guys gotta try.
You got any furniture yet, motherfucker?
You gotta
try
this pump.
I have some furniture. Okay.
Oh, okay. He's giving.
You want to blow me up like that? But I have an excellent cookware.
He's a minimalist.
Yes. What Aaron said. I am a minimalist.
All right.
Minimalist.
But you're making ganja food, right?
Yeah. But I do need. But you know what? I think I should have like a housewarming party and have a list of stuff that I, you know, people should have. But if you register, hold on. But if you register, people could like pick the stuff that.
Right.
Because I don't want to have doubles.
It's like Armando's having a right.
I don't want to have three blenders. You know. Right.
Okay, so just gunwash at Gmail if you'd like to get on Armando's housewarming registry.
Yeah, I just got him. I'm gonna give you that book.
Yeah, there it is.
That book counts. Yeah. No, but that's not from you. That's from Robin.
That's a real.
No, she gave it to me. I'm giving it to you.
That's she only gave us one copy.
I only asked for one. I'm sure she'll send us more.
You know, I have to tell you, we need to feel, you know, a little bit special about this. This is a very good author.
Yeah, I have some questions that I passed the production, you know, for approval.
Where? Tell me.
I know we have to be really concise, though, because we're going to confuse her if we fucking talk.
Tell me now. Well, I would ask her, like, yeah, how much THC would be used and how much does it cost? Like, how much are you investing? You know,
What do you sell your eighths for?
Yeah. Like, I mean, in a way, yeah.
What's your side hustle?
Well, no, like, you know, she talks about, dispensaries in the book and, like, she even names, like, her favorite, like, strains and dispensaries and all that stuff.
You know what's fire?
Like,
they call them bud tenders out there.
Bud tenders. What? That's a much more politically correct. See, now we're protecting the feelings of pot dealers now. That's how aggressive we are. We're like, you know, euphemistic language with these people. You look great, Trice.
Thank you.
Dude, I think you should eat another brownie. I want you to eat the one I was
eat that one right there, dude.
The pumpkin pie, I'm feeling it.
All right.
You're not into the chocolate?
He's so let him pace himself.
He's feeling it. I love that. All right, shit, good. All right, mm-hmm. Good. Kitschy, what do you think? Do you think you'll have any questions for this lady? Or you think you're good? You don't need to know anything she's talking about.
Huh. You gonna steal some of her secrets?
No, I'm gonna think about.
You know, she's old. She's way older.
Where did you learn?
Yeah, where did you learn?
Dead tour.
I guess you know I had my typical first pot brownie at 16 from a friend of a friend's older sister.
Yeah.
Vermont style.
Something like that, but really,
I learned
on Dead
it's
Tour.
Like a lobster roll,
like the grilled cheese and the ganja goo balls was on Dead
ganja
Tour.
Goo balls.
We done talked about goo balls.
Yeah. Yeah. Very nice.
Those goo balls are that's where it's at.
I made them for a party 2 years ago, but they didn't really go over well.
The pumpkin pie is amazing.
Why didn't they go over well?
I don't know. It's just
the goo balls. I remember Jimmy Papers did a whole story about the goo balls.
The ganja goo balls. Yeah. It's I guess not. It's a generational thing. Maybe 20 years ago, people were into
them. Are they like munchkins with like coconut
oats
on them
and coconut?
Goo balls is like
very heady stuff.
It's like Gunwash like episode like minus one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was even in the Gunwash staff when I heard that.
Armando was an intern.
Armando was applying.
Yeah, I was applying to be as a correspondent on the show.
Wow. Discovered me. Absolutely.
No, because I remember. Listen, I remember the first time I knew about goo balls. It wasn't about the Grateful Dead. I was listening to Gunwash.com, literally, and I was just like a pal of Aaron's, and that's it.
Boom,
bomb.
Those times were times. Okay, cool. Well, you heard it live. We all know a lot about weed brownies. Robin Lawrence will be on tonight on the second segment. She's going to talk to us about her book. Brand new, and it's really awesome. It's called The Cannabis Kitchen Cookbook. Feel good food for home cooks.
My people sweater who, says feel good naturally.
Yeah.
Let's vibe out.
Yeah, let's vibe out, and we'll be back on Gunwash in just a few minutes here. 718-497-2128 is the number. Gunwash.com.
Yeah. Selassie, I live with my time. Yeah. Selassie, I live with my time. I'm so united to listen and divide your fall. Selassie, I live it every time. Emmanuel, live it every time. Marcus, Garvin, live it every time. Where we say, out of that light up the chalice, make me burn down, whoa. I pray for John Bob, all before. We don't lose the bell, all and weep and moan. One ton of barley car, all big him and short. And all the bingy make me turn down, whoa. I pray for John Bob, all before. We don't
hold. One ton of ball, where we say? I said, blue class and them all a come in a cone. But them have to control the black man gone. But them have to run all, we wanna compound. But the last year I done established the tone. Kill the eat and them all, and come back alone. Baby kill the liar with a sling and a stone. So the righteous have to beat them, them down. Prophet know the truth, now the trumpet have sound. Turn now your dinghy and go pon down home. I know Ethiopia is our own. I know, and it's also our own. I know, fatigue and we love to go down. I know, so where we say, Rasta man light up the chalice like we burn down go home. A bear brought and bubble all before. We don't lose the bell all a weep and moan. One thunder ball, where we say, after me light up the chalice and turn to the east. I sat my back and dismantle the beast. Lick me lick the chalice, the beast I get weak. I got me a question that didn't send them feet. The eagle and the dragon must let me feet. Babylon a come and them a come who a leap. Come in a them tank tank, come in a them jeep. Tell them them a the list and tell them them a the list. This is last year them a tremble like leaf. Light up the chalice like we burn down go home. A first shot and go ball before. We don't... Blessed is the man walking on the sons of the ungodly. Till I see I live it every time. Missing after me left from Jamaica to Buffalo and to preaching, teaching the people for sure. And such to have any man a contour. If it know you find privilege for sure. Come back to Jamaica, everything insecure. Rich I get a rich and the poor I get poor. Come back from here, say Pandit skull poor. Come back from here, say dirt man skull poor. You say John Poor Palal, come up on tour. DJ, you don't hear in South, me want more. Uga man a plan all fi march and tour. Tour Kingston and I'll go tour Baltimore. But me know they will them mother must next for sure. And the DJ them and teach people no more. I be a clashing and fighting them no unite no more. All I tell the gal them to broke out like a soul. It seems like the people them no love God no more. The sadness of the sickness and culture the cure. I said my back all I want to the dog. Got me from Jamaica, Barry Pinto. Preaching, teaching the people for sure. And that to have any man upon the door. If you ignore me, sir, after me come back to Jamaica, enough things gone wrong. Can't know the woman, them different from the man. All of them are just in a the same pollution. Dan and John are run competition. Man, I take the money and I go over the man. Man, I grudge full and they no stop run the man. But they pay me right and them labor wrong. Man, I walk a road and lick down innocent man. Lick down the little bikini in the brown. This is one thing we get free overstand. Most of the youth them stop this Rasta man. Them get free no to Rasta and the right tradition. And respect till I see as the almighty one. The darkness of the fall culture and the solution.
Wickedness and curse, what is the least? We don't know the war of justice and peace. Every look on them and tell them something about them wicked. Lord have his mercy. Black people, when we tell them, say, I sing, I say. How them a go on like them bad so. And up on them always in up like zero. Wicked man say, how them a go on like them bad so. Yes, and them never yet lick out a man marrow. Who no ask them, how them a go on like them bad so. Yes, and them never push a gun in a barrow. Why? Prophet now make no need a barrow. You mad? Now smoke, no coke, and paro. You fool? Good boy, no live in a man's shadow. If you this the program, him the go tomorrow. No way to escape, that in your life narrow. Call me some man, tell him the go the faro. Yes, I go push down your body na the paro. Mama, man, I really cut up here and sorrow. Papa, will he made the same inside allo. Young girl, run your so, and he run this so. Shut up, boss your so, shut up, boss this so. If me shot down, me start flex like a sorrow. Drop me sword, and me bone and I run. Me chop up your head, me will shut down your marrow and sing. How them a go on like them bats, and if I them always end up like zero. Wicked man. I will never forget, over the years, I be exploitation, penalization. We look on them and tell them, say, black people are full time now. For certain things stop. So we ask them, and say, how them a go on like them good, so. And them no respect the youth, them family, so. Who no ask them, how them a go on like them good, so. Like them no true, no respect, nigga. Who no ask them, how them a go on like them good, so. And let the youth, them in a pain and sorrow. Why them teach with the big amparo? Give we alcohol, for make we inside allo. Give we cocaine, for make we smoke amparo. Teach with the big and them teach with the paro. Give we gun for the gold, we won't have bad amparo. Marcus a prophet, I mean, and stop, say so. If we in the sky, I mean, no say, no go, so. We are all one blood, me not stop, say so. You need this trend, me not
can't stop say so. Uno see how them a going like them good so, and them no respect the youth them from the ghetto. Uno ask them how them a going like them good so, like them no do no respect to the negro. Uno ask them how them a going like them good so. Yeah, me look on them and tell them say again. Watch this, what me say? Brainwash education through them while we get slain. Them release the genius feel like use them brain. Economical slavery have we under.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Ben Roby of Ninja Sonic, and you're listening to Gun Wash Radio.
Yo, this is Lou Lux of the Zooted Nation Tribe, LES, Long Island. Whoa.
And enough of them are one like them want take with him and sing. Oh, them are one like them good, so. And them no respect to you, them family get so. Who no ask them? Respect,
all article gunman. My name is Philip Joseph Gilmore, and I'm on Gun Watch.
Do you know what it means to have a revolution? And what it takes to make a solution? Fighting against the pressure, ooh yeah. Battle beyond the pressure.
When lip service a chatter, to me have me gun, I'm in a watcha. Now them a talk about gun, no know about that. Me know about gun from me was a little tot. Me move monks man every time way up that. Love time in a me and them show me how fi fire shot. Me know how fi put any gun pan cock. Fi put it pan safe till me take it off. Them a run up them up but them a cut the block.
Okay, thank you for that one. Alright, we're back on Gunwash. I want to introduce tonight's guest by phone. Super excited to have Robin Griggs Lawrence, who helped introduce mainstream America to sustainable lifestyles and healthy homes with Natural Home Magazine, introduced readers to the Japanese art of finding beauty in imperfection with her books The Wabi Sabi House and Simply Imperfect. As the National Home Editor-in-Chief from 1999 till 2010, she traveled the country meeting people who were passionate about living and building sustainably. And now she has just released the Cannabis Kitchen Cookbook. Robin, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
This is where we play our sound effects.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Thank you, Robin.
Awesome. So you're in Boulder right now, is that right? Can you hear us?
Hello?
Hey, are you in Boulder, Colorado right now?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. So we've all kind of been looking through the book here, isn't that right, Aaron?
Yeah, and we found it to be very thorough and interesting.
Thanks.
Lots of stuff.
Thanks.
I would have never thought of, you know.
It's my favorite.
It was one fun project, I'll tell you.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, we've had, you know, cannabis in our lives for a long time, but I never thought of it as, like, so comprehensive and I guess, complicated. But
yeah.
A lot of stuff in the
it's
book.
It's a lot more complicated when you're eating it, you know?
What exactly did get you...
There's a lot more to it.
What exactly did get you interested in cannabis? Because obviously you have an interest in all sorts of sustainable stuff, things you grow, things that are healthy for us. So obviously mm-hmm. there's a reason in there that you chose cannabis. But how did you get interested in it to begin with?
Well, I was prescribed it by
wow.
my gynecologist back uh-huh. in 2009. I, like you, had been aware of it. But just, you know, I just didn't really, I hadn't seen it all in one place in different flavors before. And, you know, that was really kind of the revelation for me that, oh, man, this is food. You can, you know, eat this. You can cook for this. You could really have some fun. So it was really just kind of that change of having access to a dispensary where I could really see all of those flavors in one place. And that kind of opened up a whole world of, wow, you know, you don't have to just this could be really fun to cook with. And as a kind of natural living advocate for decades, it made sense to me as natural medicine, and it worked.
So, Robin, I have a question about the flavor, actually, right? Because we're mm-hmm. all kind of used to basically, for lack of a better word, like shitty edibles, right? Like the oil is like you can taste it. Just it tastes like a bad. It's
and
a bad brownie.
The,
you know,
that's one of the first things everybody says to me is, "Well, pot tastes nasty, right?" And you know, one of the things is where a lot of people are not dealing with the kind of quality of cannabis that we have access to in Colorado right now. The other thing is, back in the days, people would just kind of throw it into a brownie mix and call it a day. And, you know, basically this, with this cookbook, what you learn to do is to put it into butter or oil or even milk or honey, some sort of a fat, so that it, the flavor is you know, it's diffused.
Right, but my question about the cookbook is, are you like building recipes around the flavor, or are you masking the flavor?
A little of both. So I worked with 12 chefs for this, and some of them love the flavor and really want to play with it. And a couple of them pointed out, you know, it's really important that you get that flavor so that you realize what you're eating and you don't overdose yourself. Some of them, there was two chefs that hate the flavor. And
right.
So, you know, that was their MO, is really to figure out how to mask it. And they did that with a lot of, like, using a lot of chocolate or a lot of layering of different warming spices and things like that. So there's something for everyone, I guess, is the answer in this cookbook. Some people love the taste, and some people are just like, uh-uh.
No, and right. It looks like that. And most of the recipes kind of call for that coconut oil or the olive oil that you have there earlier in the book. But I'm looking at that recipe, right? And tell me if I'm misreading this. It's calling for 8 to 10 ounces? Is that right?
Oh, no. Which one are you looking at? This is a cookbook writer's nightmare. Is that a typo?
Oh, I don't know.
Which one are you looking at?
The coconut oil, olive oil. What is it? Cannabis-infused coconut or olive oil.
Cannabis-infused coconut or olive oil. Oh, you know what? That probably is right. This is a very, very, very strong recipe that because it does call for five cups of organic coconut oil. So this would be, if you were going to make this, you would want to freeze it, right? This would last you a very, very long time.
I see.
Right, so that lasts you for a while, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay,
got it.
But now that's...
I guess that would last you, I could last you for a year.
But now that's
but
a true investment.
The good thing is that it actually does freeze. You can put it into the freezer and keep it for a year.
But now that's actually a true investment, right? I mean, you got to get a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, it sounds like you went to the doctor and you got cannabis sort of by mistake and stumbled upon it, like, you know. But the book, you know, you have real specific stuff in there. So I mean, imagine you've made the stuff. I mean, 8 to 10 ounces. That's a lot of money. I mean, I think that's a lot of money, right? Or am I wrong?
Yes. I mean, unless you grow your own, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, that is a lot. And in the second edition, I would just cut that recipe in half. Right, or by a quarter.
Gotcha. Just so you know, we're eating actually cannabis infused treats in the studio right now. Our friend Kitchy's
right. Excellent.
We have
the pumpkin pie is delicious.
We have pumpkin cream pie and chocolate chip brownies. Our friend Kitchy makes them.
Perfect.
So then the other reason we had you on is because Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and I mean, what a great way to entertain on Thanksgiving, huh?
Is this organic?
I think it's a great way. We love it here in Colorado. You know, I think it makes for actually a much more pleasant day than throwing a bunch of bottles of wine on the table, and you actually might like your relatives better.
I think that's true. That is true. Absolutely.
100.
So would you do it? You would you'd actually do an entire maybe meal with like several things?
No, absolutely not. And that's one of the big things. I mean, you'll be comatose if you infuse everything in there. So basically, and it depends on the experience level of the people that you are cooking for, right? But I would, if you had a bunch of inexperienced people, I would actually start with even just a salad dressing or a sauce or something that people could really kind of control their own destiny with. So they can put on a little, they can put on a lot. I also think it's a great idea to do something at the beginning of the meal. You know, so do it as the appetizers or something like that, so that then by dessert, you're super psyched for dessert. Because it can take a half hour to 2 hours to, you know, to take it back.
Yeah. I think a lot of people do that classic, like, they don't feel it, and then they're like, this is not doing
well. That's why we are eating.
Pull the marine down. Yes. And that is the classic, and everybody's like, it didn't work for me. I'll just eat the whole candy bar.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's a bad night.
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, Robin, I, up until recently, had sort of bland experiences with edibles. I recently had a candy, and it's interesting because we were talking about earlier, we don't know, do you know how they make the candies and stuff like that and the lollipops?
I do not. I do not. And you know, those are so available in the dispensaries here that, I mean, we basically have, most of the cookbook is more the savory recipes and, you know, things like breakfast, and we do have cocktails in there. But so it's a pretty small section of sweets, and they're mostly baked goods.
Cool.
So, Robin, what's your favorite recipe throughout the whole book?
You know, my favorite recipe is actually the fresh fan leaf pesto, because it uses the fan leaves, which is something that usually, you know, we use to compost. So it's, you know, it's great. It's a, you know, there's tons of nutrition in those. It's tasty, and but it's just a different taste. So I just like to make at harvest time, I like to make a big batch of that and put it in the freezer so that I can have it all year. I really also, especially for this time of the year, love the roast pork.
Excellent.
When it has a stuffing with also has the leaves in it.
What are some of the notable nutritious benefits that you find that you like in general?
Well, you know, it's an anti-inflammatory, which is, you know, huge, which is one of the reasons it is such a great medicinal. It's tons of antioxidants. You know, it's actually, I realized while writing this cookbook, I did not know this, it's actually a vegetable. It's classified as a vegetable. So, you know, you're really getting, you know, all the, you know, minerals and vitamins and all that great stuff of a fresh vegetable.
Yeah. How much did you learn writing this book?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
How much did you learn while writing this book?
Oh, my gosh. I learned, I mean, I really, because I really didn't, I in 2009, when I, and that was one of the reasons I wrote this book, because I didn't know. And I, you know, even what I was buying in the dispensaries, I wanted to be a smarter consumer. You know, I was like, hey, is this organic? And the guy's like, yeah, it's organic. I'm like, well, why? And he says, well, because we didn't use these chemicals. I'm like, well, God, what did they use, right? So I just wanted to, you know, I was like, if I'm going to cook with this, I need to know all about the plant and how it works. And then there's a, it's not like cooking with basil, right?
Right.
It's a, you really, there's a whole other element here. So I learned so much. It's unbelievable. Like, oh, and the coolest thing is that these 12 chefs were willing to teach me.
Well, that's the next question I had was about recipe testing. Like, that's got to be a hell of a process for a book like that.
That took a good 2.5 years. Yeah. And you know, you couldn't. Like, you know, can only test one a day.
Right.
So
I don't know. We got Lee, our friend Lee in here would test them all in one day. He's like a champion.
Are you well? Okay, I did that once.
Well,
I tell you, I did that once.
Fine.
The first time I was like, well, we'll just have a little bit of each of these, and it's. It lasted till the next day.
Because you're also testing like the dosage too, in a way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Which,
I'll
yeah.
test your
so,
dosage
you know,
any day
exactly.
of the week.
There's a lot there to, you know.
Yeah. Were the other chefs that you were working with, when you asked them if they wanted to do this book, were they like insanely happy, or was it like really exciting?
They really were, which I was surprised, you know, because I called them and I was, you know, kind of, you know, found them. First, I had to find them and vet them and make sure that, you know, they really were legit and that they kind of thought the same way I did and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, every single one of them was just like, absolutely, I'm in. And they have been ever since, which is just so cool. They're really, I mean, these are all folks who really love this plant and just really want to get, they want everybody to know how to work with it.
Robin, we just received a tweet from the Gunwash Twitter, and one of our audience members asked if, for the person that is health conscious, does the use of oil challenge what their body?
Well, I mean, everybody is different, and everybody has different dietary needs, restrictions, whatever. I believe if you use a good organic, unrefined coconut oil, it's very healthy.
Yeah.
You know, coconut oil is a really healthy oil, and olive oil we've been hearing about for decades. So, you know, I think if you're using, you know, and the other thing is some of them call for butter. You can substitute coconut oil if you don't want that fat.
I'm a butter guy.
We like butter.
Me
I think,
too.
I think Lee likes butter.
So in terms of
butter makes everything good.
In terms of the kinds of weed that you're using, is there like different strains you would use for, say, healing, and then different for recreational? Kind of like break that down for us a little.
You know, yes, and there, you know, especially there are high CBD strains that you can decide to use if you want less of a psychoactive effect but more of the health benefits. You know, and then there's different ways of kind of choosing what you're going to use, right? So you can choose it based on the effect that you want. So if you are making, say, a dessert, you might want to use an indica because that's more of a, you know, put you on the sofa, kind of, you know, quiet. And for a morning chai, you would probably want to use a sativa. So those are just kind of some of the things, you know. And then each of the different cultivars do different things medically. So it's basically kind of a, you can hop on any website and Leafly, whatever, and find out, you know, what cultivar is specific to your ailment.
Did you see yourself, I mean, put yourself in the shoes of your past individual, but did you see yourself
no,
as like
did not.
You didn't at all, right? But it's changed your life. I mean, you seen
anyone who knew me?
Ah, listen,
this is a total departure. It in some ways, I mean, I really do think it's a natural following of being an advocate for natural living because I absolutely believe in this as natural medicine.
Yes, when used responsibly, I think it's great. Why not?
I do too.
Do you think has there been a huge? Wait, are you from Colorado, or you only recently been there?
I've been here 21 years.
Okay, so has there been a huge shift? I know it's always been popular there, but I mean, because I remember like 2 years ago it was legal, but only for like citizens, but now it's like you can just walk into a shop and get it. I mean, has there
been
like
huge.
A paradigm shift almost in Colorado, or is it like kind of the same?
There really has.
All right.
And actually, for the first time this year, we made more money in cannabis taxes than in alcohol taxes.
See, I said
so,
it. I knew it.
Yep.
Can I ask one question?
It's huge. And it's bringing tourism. It's bringing real estate. We actually have the tourism department is finally saying, oh, yeah, maybe we should look at this. You know, it's this state is booming.
It's insane. Lee has a question.
What's up,
Lee? Yeah, yeah.
Dick's Sporting Goods. You ever see Fish play there?
Did I ever what?
You ever see Fish play at Dick's?
Oh, yeah, at that park. I have never seen Fish play there, but I've seen other concerts.
There he goes. Well, listen. I had this weird question because I was reading like a little bit of your background. Can you explain? Mm-hmm. Can you explain Wabi Sabi?
Yes.
What is
Wabi Sabi is a Japanese art of finding beauty in things that are imperfect, impermanent, or rustic. So it's basically kind of a it's kind of a almost a slow design kind of
got
thing.
It. Oh wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Wabi sabi.
Yeah.
Wabi sabi.
Wait, another question I had about Colorado.
Robin,
are there restaurants like opening with tasting menus and kind of doing this sort of thing?
No, we cannot. We cannot have restaurants. We cannot have smoking lounges. And they just shut down our private cannabis events in Denver.
Oh, wow,
so
really? You can't even
have,
do private events?
It's an interesting thing. You have kind of two steps forward, one step back. So we have you know, so we, until we have a full free marketplace, we have a ways to go.
Yeah,
you know, we actually here in Bushwick in Brooklyn, Roberta's actually pulled off a cannabis dinner here.
Oh, wow.
With
Jeep. Oh, yeah. I've read about that.
Yeah, we did
you
it.
Know.
Yeah.
Roberta's does it, as always.
Yep.
Always doing it.
Yep.
You know, I think
I don't
like
get it.
I personally, obviously we've all smoked weed and stuff, but I think I don't know. When the weed smoking gets over the top, it kind of gets annoying and young and strange. But you know what? It would be better if it was legal, I think, here in New York.
Smoke fest.
Yeah. This pumpkin pie is amazing.
Thank you.
Well,
it's a plant. It should be legal everywhere. It's insane.
It should. Well, Robin, do you have any plans coming up in the future? New ventures in creativity or literature or weed, for that matter?
I'm working on a couple cooking courses that I will probably be doing soon, and that's probably the biggest thing on my plate at the moment.
Well, that's awesome.
Awesome. And one more. Maybe
Thank
if you
so
could
much.
Debunk like the most common myth when it comes to eating weed, what do you think it would be?
The most common myth. Well, man, that's a good one. What I have found, and even here in Colorado, is that people are really afraid of it.
Really?
They're really afraid of it. Even daily smokers, you know, they're just like, "Oh no, man! I've heard about that. People overdose all the time. I'm not going to touch it." And people are
it's
really
from that top
so. I think
Google
that
video.
I think people there's fear. There's really still some fear, and I think that's one of the things I was trying to do in this book too. Is kind of alleviate that fear. Like, you know, you do not have to, you know, go down the rabbit hole every time you eat this.
That's
so
true.
I think that there's, you know, there's been a little bit of bad publicity about people eating too much and doing, you know, crazy things. And so I think really the idea that this is something scary is. It's not. It doesn't have to be.
And why is it illegal,
then? As you said before, as long as you're responsible.
You know, Jack has a good question. You know, why is it still illegal? You know, as a kid, I was like, you know, we could, like, save the world politically and financially if we just made weed legal. And everyone was like, you're crazy. But it's true.
But, you know, think about 5 years ago, I would never have thought Colorado would be fully legal, you know, and it's happening
totally.
So exponentially faster. I think that in 5 years it'll be over, especially once Canada goes and then if Mexico goes.
Yeah, I wonder about New York, though. I don't know. New York has this kind of like we have to be an example for some fucking, excuse my language, something. I think New York is the hard. I really do. I think New York is like the hard.
You guys are decrim, though, right?
Say that again?
It's decriminalized there, isn't it?
Something,
yeah.
It's decriminalized.
Yeah.
I mean,
effectively decriminalizing.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, we won't get in trouble for having weed, really.
Yeah, basically.
Right.
But I mean, I don't know. I think full legalization would be a far shot in New York. That's my personal opinion. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, you know, it'll be interesting to see how the medical plays out, because I think one of the reasons Colorado was, you know, everybody was fine with it was because medical went so well. And nothing horrible happened when we had medical dispensaries starting to pop up all over, and everybody's like, wait, this is great. This is fine.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, Robin, thank you so much for joining us on the Thanksgiving episode. I think it's pretty perfect. I think you should all check out the Cannabis Kitchen Cookbook, which is on Amazon, right? Am I right? You can just get this on Amazon right now. Very easy. Again, it's by Robin Griggs Lawrence. Consider bringing your family a treat for Thanksgiving.
Please, make some pesto. I do love pesto.
Me too. That's right for dinner last night.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us, Robin.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, awesome. I think it's time for Spliffington.
Yeah, well, that was a wonderful interview. Thank you.
We'll
Coming
be right
up
back.
Next on Gunwash is more stuff. Oh, shit.
brother.
Sound scarlet good marijuana.
Marijuana in my soul.
Marijuana.
Marijuana.
Sister, come and make me smoke marijuana. Brother, come and make me smoke marijuana. Some of them a lick it in a pipe to make them feel alright. Some a smoke up this cliff to make them target sleep. I think I got them marijuana. Sister, come and make me rub around the corner. Lord, say that I use Sister Lana for rock and come on. You Sister Lana for dove and come in. And don't step in on the road dry corner. Lord, you know for rub me for me bad dry corner. Because me whole Sister Lana, she ride and come on. Me whole Sister Lana, make she ride and come on. Me say no go like no hero. Tell you say you go and play zero. Man, I say me tell you you no go like no hero. So me really say you no fi go like a hero. Whoa, come make me smoke marijuana. Smoke it in we corner. Smoke marijuana. So we rub Sister Lana. Smoke the marijuana. Rub it in the corner. Lick up the pipe, make me feel alright.
What's up? It's Russ Barone from Cult Crew. Listening to Gunwash Radio.
This is Stuart Swerdlow.
And Janet Diane Moria Swerdlow.
And you're listening to Gunwash.
Fascinating interview. Welcome back to Gunwash.
I learned so much from Robin.
Absolutely. Me too. And you know, so how did we do? You guys, did it work? I know there was a... Hey, you two.
Hey.
You two over there in the,
yo,
in the other room.
Hold on.
There was a challenge earlier in the picture or the show. And we talked to a cannabis cook. And now I want to know, did Kitschy's weed get you...
I think Kitschy's weed is amazing.
All right, see? So Spliff, look, see what Trice said?
I can't call it.
You can't call it? Not at this time?
Too many variables.
I was already here.
There's too many variables.
Yeah, there's too many variables to
see,
play right now.
See, yeah, but you want to know something?
What I've been doing since about 11 a.m.
Yeah, but you know what? That's why didn't you say that in the beginning? You should have said that in the beginning.
Well,
brother.
Since I had the sober mind, I'm having a little bit itis and a bit comatose right. myself.
We just ate that.
I'm the only one in the room.
And like I said,
I had like half a brownie.
I will let
like
you know by tomorrow, and I would, you know, when I'm on the train ride home, I will.
I will say this: it's delicious.
Yeah,
thank and you. I will just want to eat them because
you can fool a nanny.
Can I take three for the road?
No,
yeah, but you know,
one for my girlfriend.
Hey, no, wait, Kitschy, did you learn? Did you learn much from that interview? How did you feel about that?
I think that she is very smart with this cooking, and she is on the bandwagon that I need to get on.
Okay, but she's no Kitschy, though.
No, she's no Kitschy.
Well, I don't know. How long has she been cooking with the cannabis?
Not as long as you. But she's using a lot of, like, I mean, I know because
she has access to things I don't, though, in Colorado.
Yeah, and also, but don't
different
you also
strains,
do,
and it's cheaper.
Right? Yeah, but don't that's you what also, I started thinking.
Yeah.
But don't you also do like the gluten-free, organic, healthy, blah, blah,
oh, yeah,
blah,
absolutely.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, but in Colorado, you probably get like a big old better bag weed of trimmings
yes
for nothing.
Nah, but I think Kitschy had the fucking fire.
The connect,
motherfucker. But who knows? Maybe this lady Robin does too. Maybe those cooks out there really like her. She gets bud for like fucking nothing.
Yeah, I saw her picture.
I'm sure she gets it cheap, and she's probably an excellent cook.
Yeah, she's also a prolific author.
And she's a, yes.
So that's that.
It was a good interview.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, it just made me want to bring the shit to Thanksgiving and not tell anybody. Yeah,
it'd be interesting.
Yeah, that's spike the food for everybody, right? Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
we usually do. I mean, a group of friends, we do Thugsgiving.
Right. That's awesome.
So with Compton, who was on the show with me
right,
once
Timberwolf
or twice, yes. But we pushed it back to Thugsmas.
Yeah, but when you and okay, but do you guys eat like a full? Do you guys have everything at the table? Because she was saying like, no, never eat a full.
Oh, listen, that's where I don't agree, because almost everything is infused.
That's crazy.
The stuffing, the pies.
I feel pretty great.
Yeah, we infuse everything.
Jeremy or Splivington, she said it was like dangerous. She's like, no, never ever do that. Never ever do that. So
that's what the author said.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right. Don't ever go all over the top because you're gonna, you know, you could overdose. I mean, who knows who's eating this thing?
Well, it's that's what we deal with.
Like you can't overdose on weed.
No,
it's
no,
impossible.
No, not overdose, but you know, like
you have an unpleasant
overdose
experience.
Exactly,
no,
exactly.
Oh, I
bad
suppose
trip
if you were a total noob, yeah,
that's
yeah
amateur hour. Yeah.
Word, get the fuck out of here.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
Shit.
But
because
she was
I
very
would love
stern
to spike. I would love to go to like a family Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but you want
to
know something? I wouldn't love to. I'll tell you why. Because if you like say spiking, spiking in the traditional sense, like you put like whiskey in the punch or something like that, then people would be like, oh my god, someone spiked the punch.
You
but
know, someone
weed,
does that with LSD. They call it dose rape.
Yeah, that's really bad. See, like that's
joking. That's what they
that,
fucking
yeah,
call
yeah,
it.
See, that's
yeah,
really
that's bad.
There goes popping, there dude goes Spliffington bringing up.
I've been dose
bringing up the deep hardcore shit.
Happens, man. Sometimes you get dose raped
from the deep web.
I was gonna ask the
making Jack sad. For
I was gonna
all
ask
time
the guest if you can if you could dose food that is pot infused.
Well, you have to be oof very very careful.
If you can dose.
Oh food. No, that's never allowed. You can't.
Yeah, you'd like sprinkle butter on like popcorn or something.
Yes,
yeah, I know some right people who do that. Yes,
that's good.
Imagine you could smoke weed and eat weed food.
So that's where I get
that's
fucked
Thugsgiving
up.
That's
Thugsgiving. Do you think like the
right
LSD
now
cookbook is coming in 10 years?
Probably.
The LSD cookbook.
Probably.
10 wow years, right?
Probably.
I mean,
no, the mushroom cookbook.
It's flavorless and tiny, so I'm yeah pretty sure you could just pretty much. Y'all, you know what?
You just make a great cookbook and.
Hold up, hold up.
It'll just be
hold
a regular
up
cookbook.
At my family reunion, my cousin, he had weed Cheez-Its.
Oh,
wow. About those?
Okay.
Like yeah, it was like oil dripped onto like individual
nice
Cheez-Its.
Weed Cheez-Its for weed Cheez-Its.
Dude, kind of popping. Not gonna lie.
See, I want to do grilled cheese.
I didn't actually get high from them, but Cheez-Its are good in general.
No, nothing yeah can break split.
It worked out.
It's true.
I think we gotta just tie up Spliff and just like feed him like just edibles. And
we'll bring him to Thugmas and we'll
you
see
know
what
it's
happens
really true though.
But it has to be forced. It has to be forced.
You know, I just want to say it really
more
is
pumpkin pie, please.
Yeah. I know. I just want to say, Jack, it really is true that like you can't give this guy enough.
You can't crack it.
<It's> like,
you can't do it.
You just can't do it. It's really like hard.
I'm just bummed that the
The whipped cream's not organic.
Sorry, yeah. I was the last minute thing I got on
you
the
know,
way here.
The only way that you'll get Spliff to do too much of something is if it's like open bar at an event, you know, and it's just like bottomless, if
passed no out, like in a puddle of blood.
hopefully not. Come on.
I hope not. Well, you know, we didn't do the Mondo segment. What do you want to do, guys? Let's do it.
But we're gonna do it. Of course, we're gonna do it.
I mean, it's 10 o'clock. I'm just saying. You know,
listen, everything's a little bit wacky. You know how these shows
we're
go.
We're delayed.
Right? This is just how it goes. All right, sorry.
No, it's okay.
So slow. Oh, hey, Mondo. Getting around, Mondo. It's all skilled now. Oh yeah. So they're coming back with
Mondo. Spliffington, sir, he sure does love that Mondo song. I saw him dancing as he walked out.
Because he's stoned.
That song's amazing.
I want to ask Trice, you could interview me if you want, but I want to ask you, how come you was kind of bummed that like my leg is
Well, I didn't know how serious it was.
It was pretty serious. You don't see this mechanical bracelet.
No, real talk. I've taken some really heavy falls on my skateboard to my knees. Fucked him up bad. But that's on some whole other shit.
Maybe he just got the right treatment and you didn't.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I went to like two hospitals.
No, dude. I haven't seen a split knee like that. That's straight.
Wow,
that
that's
is
really
straight.
Bad, dude.
Because my kneecap, it was swollen for like 2 weeks.
Oh, my God, dude. That's
dude,
so bad,
I've had some rough ones on the elbows, but. Oof. That's gnarly.
This is my second brace too, by the way. This one's more fashionable.
Look, I'm just saying, I'm used to seeing you dance.
Yes. Oh yes, you indeed are used to seeing me dance
and
but
skate
not right now and skate. Yeah, man.
And this is not making me feel good.
No. Well, what do you mean? Like it's making you have bad sense memory, or you feel bad because Mondo's hurting?
Both.
Well, check this out. The last 3 weeks. Not only that, I've just been sitting at home all day.
Mostly, my man.
Yeah.
I used to lurk a lot with Lee Trice.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Try
yeah.
to say that 50 times really fast.
Yeah.
Tongue twister.
Lurk a lot on LSD.
Wait, when did you guys work together? You guys were working together recently?
Never heard of it.
Well, you know, we weren't working together recently, but Lee Trice did make a cameo in that video that
I
sent everybody.
I know, I saw you. Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
little,
you were
nice little nanny,
a little small cameo,
little kick turn.
Yeah.
Holla.
I don't know if you remember that. You were probably on LSD.
Shit.
But
yeah, you had you got good form, my brother. You got good form, my brother. Nice legs.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
What are you doing tonight, Lee Trice?
Hopefully not DJing. I'm hoping that the gig.
Oh, you know, this is something I want to ask you on the air now. Okay, check this out. You came out with this Budweiser can.
Yeah.
Like, how come I didn't know about this, and how come I don't have one
really?
For it?
Oh, really? You made a Budweiser can?
Yeah, he made a collector, artist thing with Budweiser.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, well...
I didn't know about
Diplo
that.
Diplo was like, you want to suck my dick?
Yeah.
And do a Budweiser can?
That's not nice.
That was Evan Schickel.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, okay, well, that's great. I didn't know that. Wow. So you got a little Bud... collab coming out.
No, but you told me the story.
Came out, man.
No, but right. Check this out.
I get
it came
one,
out.
My brother.
6 months yeah, ago. I want one, right? But check this out. What he told me was a story that was very moving.
Okay.
He told me that his dad was drinking. Yo, his dad grew up like drinking Budweiser.
Oh, wow.
No, I never said that.
You definitely said that. I don't know if he was.
My dad doesn't even drink beer.
Okay, cool. But you said something
He's
about
a vodka guy. He drinks vodka on the ice.
Drinks vodka.
So you must have been like bugging because I remember you were like you had this like
Definitely
moment.
Bugging.
You had this like moment that like a small tear came out your eye. I seen your face, dude, and you were like, yeah, man.
I kind of believe Armando a little bit though,
dude. You told me this story that was like real talk. That was like, damn, man. Like my dad
fine.
Over here, like
we
he used to
a
hate
lot of
artists.
Bud Lights back in the day,
right? He used to hate artists,
and then he sees your son, his son come out like making a Budweiser.
As an artist, he drank that bud, and he like looked at the bud.
His boys were like, "Damn, it's deer season. Let's shoot some bucks.
Yeah,
drink some Bud Lights.
Yeah."
And then there's a Lee Trice Budweiser.
He's like, "God damn, your boy's got a Bud Light."
Yeah. And then he was like, "I hate artists."
He's like,
"I'll never love an artist.
Let's shoot some deer." And maybe eat some pumpkin pie weed brownies.
Yeah.
Kitch, he makes every show so good.
You're right. It's working.
Thank
on
you.
It's magic.
I feel you.
Well, Lee Trice.
Lee Trice here, man.
You!
He's in.
I want to hang out with Lee. I remember our many countless nights that we had.
I just want to see you heal up fast and soon.
Yeah, well, I'm healing up as we speak,
man. Yeah, man. But you know what?
I'm telling you, those edibles, man, they help you out.
No?
Hey,
Mondo, I was thinking you could rub weed oil on your knee.
Yeah,
that's one thing. That'll be kind of interesting, actually. I hope. I mean, I never like seen weed oil like that, so I wonder if it could actually go on my leg like that.
Hey,
Kitschy.
Yes.
I want to ask you a few things though,
because
your recipes that you brought in tonight. You brought in a pumpkin pie.
Yes.
You brought in a brownie.
Gluten-free brownie.
And then there was this one more.
The Funfetti cupcake.
Funfetti.
I had all three. They were great.
I had all three as well.
The flavor is incredible.
Thank you.
Which one was your favorite to make? And
well, the pumpkin pie is only
seasonal.
Like a seasonal, so I enjoy
pumpkin
making
pie
them.
Is the most exclusive.
Yes.
Do you think because you're using real pumpkins and you're using the butter, it makes it's more potent?
Pumpkin pie doesn't call for butter, but it just works well.
Which one did you use the most THC in?
I think the pumpkin pie because I was just really tired.
I can tell. Can I grab three of those to go?
Yeah,
I don't know if I even have three left.
But you ate.
I have
but you
five. I have a medium
I
coke.
No, but you
I feel great.
You had two. I think you had like more. I think you had
I
like
had
three.
Two and a half, three.
Yeah.
I'm really psyched that every time I think about you, not every time that I think about you, but when you're involved with the show, hold on. When she's involved with the show, I think about that time that I was like, hey, I want to bring, you know, Kitschy as a guest.
That was like four years ago now?
Yeah, and I always think back to that, and I'm like, wow. Remember that
Bed-Stuy party?
Because I imagine I wasn't involved with the show. Right. Kitschy would never be involved with Gunwash.
And the dots are connected.
See, I was going to make a sweet potato waffle tonight.
Yeah, and unfortunately, since you have stitches on your hands.
I have stitches, so I really couldn't do
anything. So you would put like a sweet potato mixture onto a...
Well, you put a sweet potato puree, mix it with the waffle, and then I was also making a cranberry maple pecan syrup for it.
See, you know what's crazy is Robin...
What inspires her these...
She should have fucking interviewed Kitschy or had her on as the book.
I feel like Kitschy had some questions for her, but, you know, she didn't want to. It's like a cooker's trait, like a secret.
Well, you know, listen, she was having her moment, so I let her speak.
No,
and it was interesting.
Come on, Kitschy. No.
See, she was enjoying her time on the air. No, I'm not being sarcastic.
No. You're part of the show, too, you know. Yeah. You're always welcome
to. She wanted her to do her thing.
Ask a question.
Yeah.
I know you love to ask questions. Next time, please ask. Ask, beautiful.
Do you actually smoke when you are cooking this?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you high all day and all the time?
I try to be.
Wow.
You know, you bring a little something to work. That's why I make the hummus, so I'm not always eating sweets.
Right. Hummus.
Yeah.
Where the
hummus at,
though?
The hummus, I didn't bring any.
These things are really starting to kick in a little bit.
Okay, good.
Trice.
And
really?
The egg frittata is our new item.
Oh,
I'm doing.
All right.
More echo, Jack,
brunch.
Please.
Brunch.
Is there any kind of like pastas
brunch
involved with this?
I also do make a pesto, which I throw on pasta, which I guess
that
was her
great
favorite recipe.
I like pasta.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about in the studio.
What kind amazing of what? Sorry to interrupt you. What else do you put in the pasta that's infused, or do you just kind of like...
Just the pesto,
Yeah.
Or I make the tomato sauce with the ganja olive oil.
Ganja olive oil.
Yes.
Do you ever use the coconut butter, too? Yeah.
I do use coconut oil, yes.
You wouldn't use coconut in no fucking...
Okay, no, but you would use it in like a muffin or something like that. I had a muffin.
Dude, Spliff is not talking in a microphone.
Because he's stoned now.
He jumps on.
Nice to say he's not.
Spliffington's here. He's present, baby.
I want to hear about some crazy Thanksgiving stories.
Oh, man. Oh. Dude, my Thanksgiving... Thanksgiving's ended, man. I don't have them anymore.
Check
I used to
out
have big Thanksgiving.
I went to a friend's Thanksgiving about 4 years ago, and I was really quiet, you know, just because I don't know that much of anyone's family there. How my friend's uncle walked in 10 seconds later, he fell on top of the glass coffee table and shattered everything.
Too many edibles.
That's awesome.
Was he on Zanny bars or something?
It seemed like he was on Zanny. But it seemed like they ruined Thanksgiving.
Nice.
And I left 20 minutes later.
I bet if I walked into my Thanksgiving and fell on the glass table, I'd ruin it too.
Was he in a motorcycle gang?
He was not in a motorcycle gang.
All right. Not allegedly not.
Not that I know of. First time I met the family.
Because Lee's like, I think I know some guy that broke a glass table on Thanksgiving.
This Thanksgiving, I don't really have that many Thanksgiving stories because I feel like it's any other day. We just like, I wish Thanksgiving was every day.
No, it's a little different. I like Thanksgiving.
I wish Thanksgiving was every day because I like the festive. I like the festive. Yeah, come on, man.
I like it too. It feels good.
I feel like it's great when you have family together all the time, every day.
Yeah, Odetta had a great point. What are we all thankful for?
How about this? Who's going home for Thanksgiving and who's going to be in the BK with the homies?
That's like a type of question that's like, first of all, that's like a type of question that's only like by the Morgan stop.
I'm going home though.
I'll be in the motherfucking Brooklyn, son.
But in Bushwick.
Yeah, Bushwick all day.
Okay, cool. I like Bushwick too.
The thing is, maple glazed turkeys.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Plenty of pumpkin pie, marijuana treats.
But you gotta make the turkey, right? What else are you going to have?
What are you thankful for?
I can't imagine
was the original question here was, what are you thankful for?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
We're definitely
thankful for Budweiser.
Oh, marijuana.
Well. I'm thankful for motherfucking Gunwash.
Great. That's awesome. That's very nice of you. Well, I want to say I'm thankful for the people in my life and all that, but I also want to know, what are you having for Thanksgiving, Trice? Because I want to know what that Thanksgiving is consists of.
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
Dressings.
Dressings.
Hopefully not too many Budweisers. More classic quality beers. But if Spliff's gonna be there, there'll be a bunch of bullshit.
Hey, did you guys know that I only eat meat on like holidays like that?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm gonna eat meat this Thanksgiving.
I kinda do the same thing.
Well, check this out. I think about it because there's so many good food that goes on. And the last time I ate meat was last Thanksgiving, so I'm like, why not?
Yeah, but everybody serves shitty meat on Thanksgiving, man.
They go
get the shitty
turkey.
Depends
who makes it.
No, but like you, not everyone has.
Depends
on. You know, like heritage.
Going to hell.
Yeah.
No. My family won't even let me bring the heritage shit back.
Why? They're like, we don't want you to tell us how to do our shit.
Because it's like athletic and tiny. It's not like a big fat turkey. You know, it doesn't look festive.
Well, you know,
it's
but
what's that sick looking skinny? It looks like Armando without a shirt on.
You know, like for example,
I'm not sick though.
Like for example, when you get turkey at like Katz's
Deli.
I'm
just playing. I love you, man.
No, but Jack, you know when you like get turkey at like Katz's Deli and stuff like that, it's got like a whole like different taste to it than we usually
get. Sausalito.
Like we always get some dry ass shit at my house, like really dry. Sausalito.
Act like you know.
Mando, what are you thankful for?
Come on, man.
Well, besides having pals,
yeah.
I'm thankful for having this these charming good looks. I don't have to fucking pay for coffee at Roberta's.
And he gets fucking back rubs every night.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I got the hottest chick in the game at my crib. Wait.
He's got free coffee every day for the last.
I want to know what Spliff is thankful. What's Spliff thankful for?
Damn, son.
What's Spliff thankful for? Somebody ask him.
Yeah, Spliff. What are you thankful for, Spliff?
Me?
Yeah, man, come on. Don't act surprised like I'm asking you.
I don't answer questions like this. Get the fuck out of here.
Jamaica.
I'm thankful for being ambidextrous.
Oh, that was where you're supposed to big up. Never mind.
Got him again. Got him.
I think these pies did kick in for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh man, I feel great.
I didn't have one, so I feel like
the cabin
so
is
Aaron
breathing.
Is here being really observant.
But what about the brownies? Nobody got anything from the brownies?
I got the brownies. True. Brownies were nice.
Okay. I had several brownies. The cabin is breathing. That's all I know.
Kitschy, what did you say? You said weed, right? That you're thankful for.
I'm actually thankful for Iron Maiden coming to Madison Square Garden. March 2016, baby.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Fucking Dead Tour. It was Iron Maiden.
Maiden, right.
All right.
That's what's up. Bringing it back full circle.
Well, Iron Maiden.
All right. Well, shit. Great show, everyone.
I have to see
what's going on?
March 2016 at the Garden.
I'm going.
Hold on.
I'm going.
Hey, forget the Garden.
Right, I have Focus.
To
go.
We got to do drops.
Yeah.
And we need to know what's going on next week for Gunwash.
Yeah, well, good
I'm coming back with waffles next Thursday.
All right.
Oh, no, it's Thanksgiving. Never mind.
Oh, okay, cool.
We'll be off next week.
Yes.
So the next Gun Wash is going to be on December, I guess.
Well, yeah.
Hopefully new things happen amongst us. And Kitschy, can you give us...
Yeah, Mondo.
What's up?
December 3rd is the next show.
Wow,
next
voice,
Thursday.
I never heard your voice over there. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. So, obviously, Thanksgiving is next Thursday, so there's no show unless you want to do voice memos. But the one after that is going to be on Satan.
Oh. Oh, yes. So there's an... Yes.
Okay. I'm here on... Oh, I'm here.
Right. Coming up on Gunwash in 2 weeks, Satan! Yeah, baby. Well, that's exciting.
So basically, right. Dennis said we have Satan as a guest.
Bad for life.
Yeah.
We're doing a piece on vegans?
We got Eddie from Iron Maiden.
Yeah. All right, but that's a good idea. Let's do a drop. I mean, Kitschy, I mean... Oh, we got to get one from Trice. He's killing it tonight.
Trice, make a drop.
Yeah, come on, man.
I'll tell you, faggots, one thing.
Oh, no.
Gunwash.
Okay. He passed out.
Yeah. And he's gone and out.
That was fucking G.
Nah, but seriously, we need one drop from Kitschy, and then we need to go head to Spliff.
Wow, what a dick.
Go ahead.
Okay, I guess I was thankful for Iron Maiden, and thank you for having me on Gunwash again. And Brooklyn's in the house.
Great.
I had two pumpkin pies, I'm sorry.
No, it's See, that's why.
Need three or four of those to go.
See, that's why I didn't eat during the show. Because I can tell you're starting to get a little crazy.
A little cross-eyed here.
Yeah.
I got a little bit of the fear when I was interviewing the author.
Yo. Can we do a house tattoo party later tonight?
At my house?
Yeah.
Tonight's not going to work, but soon come, I promise.
My
tonight's
first
bad.
Tattoo.
I know you've been drinking. It's fine.
No, I haven't been drinking. Tonight's not a good night. But I do appreciate your request, and we'll fulfill it
next time,
very, very soon. And for those listeners who tune in, thank you again. It's been Gunwash. What a great show! It seems like it's been a really long one for some reason, but not
it
in a way.
Seems extra long.
Seems extra long.
I think it's a pumpkin pie, man.
Yeah, it's going on and on.
You said pumpkin pie like a stoner.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thanks again for tuning in. You know, Gunwash is here every Thursday, except not next Thursday because that's Thanksgiving. And then in 2 weeks... Oh, who's in there?
Hi, Trice.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Jack.
Check it out.
Chill out, Jack.
That's someone you had in the hospital recently.
Yo, check it out. Got a
shit. Don't cock that back too much further.
This is not Maury now.
Yeah. All right, well, that's good. Okay, listen. Shit, Spliff, come on, man. Gotta do this shit. There we go. Gunwash will be back in 2 weeks. We'll be talking about Satan on December 3rd. Late call-ins are 718-497-2128. You know we're on gunwash.com every week. Proud broadcasters on the Heritage Radio Network. And that's it. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Kitschy. Thank you, Robin Lawrence.
Oh, no, you never met the Reaper Man? And yet you say you swim to China and you wanted to sell me South Carolina. I believe you know the Reaper Man. Did you ever meet the Funny Reaper Man? You never met the Funny Reaper Man? And yet you say you walk the ocean anytime you take a notion. Yeah, I believe you've seen the Reaper Man. Met that funny Reaper Man? Have you ever met that funny Reaper Man? Oh, he trades your dimes for nickels and he calls watermelon pickles. Yeah, I'm talking about the Reaper Man. Did you ever meet that little old Reaper Man? Did you ever meet that little old Reaper Man? If he takes a sudden mania and he wants to give you Pennsylvania, I'm still talking about the Reaper Man. Have you ever met that little old reaper man? Ever met that funny little reaper man? If he sells Wall Street, it's frantic, and 'cause he won't sell him the Atlantic. Oh, that's that reaper man. With the reaper man. Yeah, Jim, I know the reaper man. If I claim I own a portion of the Rockefeller fortune, and you know I just left that reaper man. Yeah, I know the reaper man. Yeah, I'm well acquainted with the reaper man. So if I claim I have a billion and I want to trade it to you for a million, I just left that reaper man. How well I know the reaper man. Oh, I'm so well acquainted with the reaper man. So if you hear me sniff and giggle, start to squirm and wiggle, oh, that little reaper man.
In town, she blows her gauge, flies in a rage, sweet marijuana brown. In her victory garden, the seeds grow all around. She plants, you dig, she's flipped her wig, sweet marijuana brown. She don't know where she's going, she don't care where she's been, but every time you take her out, she's bound to take you in. Boy, that gal needs trouble, you ought to put her down. Get help, take care, look out, beware, oh sweet Mary Bonner Brown. Thank you.
5 million, heading on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now like the millionaires do? Put your stuff on the market and make a million too. She's a betting woman, she bets on every hand. She's a tricking mother for you every. Why she lying? Why don't you do now like the millionaire do? Put your stuff on the market and make a million too. She lives down by the jail. On her back, don't she got hot stuff for sale? Why don't you do now like the millionaires do? Put your stuff on the market and make a million too.
Dame Dash, I'm still my man Armando. Big shout out to Gunwash. I'm in the mood, boys.
Hey, Gage, I think I'm gonna send myself.
What you gonna do, bud?
I'm gonna light up, Jack. I mean, I smoke my weed. You know, it makes me feel kind of happy when I'm in need. Dreams come from my weed all day long. Put my heart at ease in sweet dreams. Me all vibrant love
keep it good and strong. Dreams come from my weeds, honey, all day long. Jimmy, right to his face. The boys may be hungry, don't you give them a taste. Don't you credit my stuff. Don't credit my stuff. Bob Clemens told Jimmy, Jimmy, don't you credit my stuff. Don't credit my stuff. Don't credit my stuff. Bob Clemens told Jimmy, Jimmy, don't you credit my stuff. I asked Jimmy for a can of hash. Say, can't get it unless you got the cash. Can't credit no stuff. Don't credit no stuff. Bob Clemens told Jimmy, Jimmy, don't you credit my stuff. I asked Jimmy for a loaf of bread. You say you can't get it, Bob Clemens said. I can't credit no stuff. Don't credit no stuff. Bob Clemens told Jimmy, Jimmy, don't you credit my stuff. I asked Jimmy just to credit my one. Jimmy said, Philip, I don't credit no one. I don't credit no stuff. Don't credit no stuff. Bob Clemens told Jimmy, Jimmy, don't you credit my stuff. This Ward Town, Blakely Street, Wesley Hotel, nothing to eat. Don't credit no stuff. Don't credit no stuff. Bob Clemens told Jimmy, Jimmy, don't you credit my stuff. Don't credit my stuff. Don't credit my stuff. Bob Clemens told Jimmy, Jimmy, don't you credit my stuff. Jimmy went to Nashville, Tennessee. Left all the business with Arthur Lee. Take care of my stuff. Take care of my stuff. Didn't dare me to Arthur Lee. Arthur, take care of my stuff. Take care of Arthur Lee. Take care of my stuff. Take care of my stuff. Didn't Jimmy to Arthur. Arthur, take care of my stuff. I asked Jimmy for a can of hash. Say you can't get it unless you got the cash. Can't credit no stuff. Don't credit no stuff. Bob Clemens told Jimmy, Jimmy, don't you credit my stuff.